For Monday, March 18th, 2024, work session is building reservation for recreation program. You heard what Amy did.
Yeah, council.
Huh?
At council meeting?
No, for rec. She got the tumbling.
Oh, yeah.
And we've always had it during the day in the mornings.
Yeah.
Well, this gal wants it for the evening, and she asked about it, and she was told, bring it to council and let them know what's going on. Well, she threw it out there and had everybody, they're sold out, and it's April and May, some of the busiest nights that we have, so we're losing night.
Yeah.
So we're losing money.
We shouldn't be.
I've had two or three ideas on this. Just tell her she's going to have to tell Kelsey they've got to reschedule or cancel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One or the other.
Yep.
Or we'll charge them.
Mm-hmm. We're losing it, so why not?
How do we charge rec, though? It's a city.
Because
she has her own account.
She's got, you know,
her account.
Yeah, the par tax goes into there. The money that they make goes into there. All the rec money goes into there.
What about like $100 or something?
Well, that's what we were talking about. I was talking with Sarah and Michelle about it, and that's what Sarah said. She'd feel comfortable with at least $100. Instead of the two, I think it's 250.
But still, they still don't want to schedule on a full night, you know. On a
well, yeah, that in April and May and June are the three busiest wedding nights.
Mm-hmm. For us to rent it out.
And sometimes they rent it for two. A day to set up and get ready and the next day for the actual reception. So, yeah. I'm throwing it out there. What do you guys want to do? I know it's going to upset Amy.
I don't care.
I think we need $100.
Yes.
At least.
We need something out of it. Or
right, right. This isn't... Yeah.
We got enough money going out. We need some coming in.
Yeah, I agree. And that's why I... Yeah. I wish that she would have checked with council before she threw it out there and got everybody signed up and on that. So I guess I'll just have Sarah.
She'll just have to reschedule them, right?
Well, yep. Either reschedule them or pay us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cancel.
But what happens if somebody's already got the night booked? Are we booting them to?
No. In fact, she already wrote it down on the calendar and everything. And there were a couple nights that were already taken. She boohooed about it, but.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now we ought to charge her.
I mean, you know.
That's why I
That's feel just anyway. barely carrying its own.
Yeah.
And we got to have something.
Yep. Well, and they're not paying on those mats anymore. They're all paid for.
Yeah.
So.
And like I say, we've got the par tax going in there, and then we've got a budget, a little bit out of the city budget that goes there, and then I don't know what she's charging, you know, like $75 a person or whatever.
Yeah.
So $100, I think it's one night a week, so I think it's $100 a week. She shouldn't.
I wouldn't think so.
Especially if she's getting at least 75 per person. They have 8 to 10 people in there.
And the par tax going in.
Yeah.
So.
Should be able to
afford $100.
Yeah, it shouldn't hinder the program at all.
Mm-mm. Sarah?
Yeah. I got a message. You wanted me here,
well,
David.
Yeah. For the,
I was going to knock.
Yeah, we're just finishing up the, in fact, we've determined on the reservation for the rec program. We haven't decided for sure which one, but she's either going to have to reschedule and change it, or at least $100 a week.
Okay. All right.
What do you...
What I think.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
$100. I mean, that's half what...
What someone else would pay.
Yeah. Yeah. But we just can't give it to them.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything further on that?
Nope.
Okay. You want to get ready to... we'll close the work session for Monday, March 18th, 2024.